Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we go into the fourth and final hour, the one we like to refer to as the bonus hour, the Bobby Mack Show. It's a fourth hour, but it's remarkably similar to the three that preceded it in this regard. Let's do that. Just grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. Great to have you along. Yesterday, I shared with you the story of the FISA court. You may remember, after all the blowback that resulted from the investigation into how the Mueller team began their investigation into Russian collusion, where all that came from, collusion and the corruption within the nation's top intelligence agencies and law enforcement agencies, that would be CIA, FBI, lying to the FISA court to be able to get the right to spy on the Trump campaign. Well, in the wake of that, the top FISA court judge said issued an order that we need to have reviews in place to make sure this kind of thing doesn't happen again, where the FISA court has lied to. And what is their solution? As I mentioned yesterday, they appointed a guy who is, his appointment is the equivalent of the fox guarding the hen house. Now, Molly Hemingway is a senior editor at The Federalist. She's a senior journalism fellow at Hillsdale College and a Fox News contributor. And she wrote a piece about this today that you need to hear about, because I can't tell you how many times I've talked about the deep state being wide and deep and still in place in Washington. So here's what Molly has written about this. The nation's top spy court appointed an Obama-era Justice Department official who has denied and downplayed FBI surveillance abuse, appointed him to assess the FBI's response to a scathing new report cataloging problems with how the agency secured authority to spy on the Donald Trump campaign affiliate. Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court presiding judge James Boasberg appointed David Criss to review the FBI's proposed changes to its surveillance application process, even though Criss spent the last few years running interference for the FBI as substantive criticism of the agency mounted. Lengthy investigations in the House and by the Department of Justice Inspector General showed major problems with the claims the FBI made as part of their investigation into whether Trump was a traitor who had colluded with Russia to steal the 2016 election. Those problems include withholding exonerating evidence, undue reliance on shady sources, and outright alteration of evidence. Criss, who served as Assistant Attorney General for the DOJ's National Security Division, recently claimed the IG report that cataloged egregious abuse of the FISA powers actually vindicated the FBI. He also smeared Representative Devin Nunes in 2018, saying his initial sounding of the alarm about those abuses was incorrect, threatened national security, and should be harshly punished. Criss appeared in locations that pushed the false Russia collusion narrative, such as Rachel Maddow's show on BSLSD, the Lawfare blog and Twitter to defend the FBI and attack President Trump and other critics of the harmful surveillance campaign. He once wrote that Trump should be worried that Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into collusion with Russia meant the walls are closing in. How many times do we hear that phrase in the media? The appointment of a former official who served as an apologist for the FBI signals the court isn't particularly concerned about the civil liberty violations cataloged by Inspector General Horowitz's investigation into the year-long surveillance of Carter Page. Page, the Trump campaign affiliate whose phone and email communications federal agents wiretapped and who had confidential human sources and overseas intelligence assets placed against him. False claims that Page was a Russian spy were leaked to the media by government officials as part of a years-long campaign to paint President Trump as a traitor who'd colluded with Russia to steal the election. The court, quote, finds it appropriate to appoint David S. Chris Esquire to serve as amicus curiae, that's friend of the court, to assist the court in assessing the government's response to a December 17, 2019 order to inform the court of what it has done and plans to do to ensure that the statement of facts in each FBI application are accurate and completely reflect information possessed by the FBI that is material to any issue presented by the application. And the pick was justified on the grounds that he's one of the few officials with FISA experience. But Chris has repeatedly shown himself to be a reflexive defender of the FBI, even as the evidence mounted of its malfeasance. Chris was one of many Washington insiders who either fell for or pretended to fall for the validity of the Russia collusion hoax and tweeted about it. He was grievously wrong about the David Nunes memo, his biggest problem, his published denunciation of the now vindicated Nunes memo. He joined many other members of the so-called resistance, whether in the media, the Democrat Party, or the Never Trump movement, in denouncing Nunes and defending the FBI as being beyond reproach, writing, "The Nunes memo was dishonest, and if it is allowed to stand, we risk significant collateral damage to essential elements of our democracy. In fact, the Nunes memo was right, although it only touched on some of the FBI malfeasance that the Inspector General's report later confirmed in detail." When the IG report came out, Chris was in lockstep with the spin that the leakers had put out for weeks leading up to the release of his report. He said of the Inspector General's report, as the pre-report leakers asserted through their friends in the media, that the main finding was that there was no bias and that the claims of critics were fully repudiated. He did acknowledge the mistakes, but downplayed them. When the application to spy on Page was released, the information was released, Chris appeared on Rachel Maddow's MSNBC show to defend the FBI and lambast its critics. Maddow spun the release of those applications in such a way as to say they helped the FBI's case that Page was a threat to national security who had lost his right not to be spied on by the government. Chris falsely claimed the applications substantially undermine the president's narrative and that of his proxies, and that if there were more investigations or transparency, it would get worse and not better. When Chris was attacking Nunes for bringing the FBI's malfeasance to light, he claimed that if the FBI had withheld information in its FISA applications, heads would have rolled on Pennsylvania Avenue, where FBI headquarters are located. The FBI has been definitively shown to have withheld information in the FISA applications, but instead of heads rolling, vehement apologists of the agency are being assigned to oversee and review proposed reforms. So why would this judge appoint this guy who has been part of the deep state the whole time when Nunez, of course, it's now been proven everything he said was accurate. Why would this judge, James Boasberg, appoint this guy of all people to conduct the review of the FBI and their dealings with the FISA court? I flash you back in time to 2010 when Judge Boasberg was appointed to the Federal District Court of Washington, D.C. by President Obama. Any questions? 16 after 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Bob McLean. Welcome back with yours truly in the air chair, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South. Thank you. Thank you. In on the text line this evening, aha! I have a limerick alert from Alan R. in Spartanburg, poet laureate of the Bobby Mack Show. Ready for today's limerick alert? The clown car was starting to rattle, barely noticed above all the prattle. Now there'll be no more glory for Spartacus Corey. He bailed out right before the last battle. That's right. Spartacus now becomes Departicus. He's out of here. And as Liz Harrington from the RNC pointed out earlier in my conversation with her in the 5 o'clock follies, nobody's voted yet. These people have all run out of money. They've also run out of diversity. If you're an old white millionaire, you're still in the field. And that's pretty much it. Now, I mentioned earlier in the commercial for the Rock the Red event, media bias is going to be the topic of my discussion on Sunday. Here's just a little more evidence for you. The news that CNN, the Clinton News Network, had decided to settle the high-profile $250 million defamation lawsuit filed by Covington Catholic High School student Nick Sandman was completely ignored by ABC, CBS, MSLSD, and NBC, according to Media Research Center. The settlement was significant and should impact outcomes of a variety of other defamation lawsuits that stem from Sandman and his classmates being swept up in a controversy after a 2019 video clip depicted the MAGA hat-wearing student smiling at Native American Nathan Phillips. The man was beating a drum and singing a chant as he was surrounded by Sandman's peers who had joined in on the chant in front of the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. Several mainstream media outlets, including CNN, portrayed the incident with the young man and the other teens as being racially charged. Before additional footage surfaced and showed that a group of black Hebrew Israelites had provoked the confrontation by slinging racial slurs at the students. Footage then showed Phillips, who was in town for the Indigenous People's March, approaching the students amid the rising tension between the two groups. All three networks first covered the students' confrontation with Phillips. Newsbusters managing editor Chris Houck wrote that CNN settled with Sandman, quote, for an undisclosed amount after they tried to ruin his life, but the liberal cable network had help with blackouts from ABC, CBS, and NBC. They didn't even touch the story. Plenty of airtime for the so-called racist kids, but no airtime whatsoever for CNN settling the lawsuit that he brought against him. Law school professor William Jacobson telling Fox News, CNN agreeing to settle is a rare example of a little guy being able to stand up to a media behemoth, and estimated the deal was worth at least seven figures. However, viewers who rely on network news would have no idea. NBC and CBS did not immediately respond to requests for comment. ABC News declined comment. Failing to report CNN settlement isn't the first time the Covington saga was ignored by mainstream media. Back in February, MRC analysts reported that ABC, CBS, and NBC omitted details of the independent investigation, which found the Covington students were in no way at fault. Quote, an independent investigation found that the high school students of Covington Catholic didn't harass anyone, effectively proving that the liberal media reports about them were smears and lies. All three broadcast networks omitted the findings from their evening news reports. Now, some news organizations may have legal reasons for ignoring CNN's settlement with Sandman. The payout could impact some of the news organizations that didn't report the settlement. As Sandman's attorney Todd McMurtry told Fox News last week that similar lawsuits against as many as 13 other defendants will be filed in 30 to 40 days. Good. Get them where it hurts, right in their bottom line. Among the potential defendants, ABC, CBS, The Guardian, Huffington Post, NPR, Slate, The Hill, and Gannett, which owns the Cincinnati Inquirer, as well as other miscellaneous small media outlets, according to the attorney. Separate lawsuits against The Washington Post and NBC have already been filed. No wonder these guys didn't want to go anywhere near the story, because they're next. And they know it. This is going to be rich, which is exactly what the Sandman family is going to be. The video evidence is as explicit and plain as day. And if they try and make a case in front of the jury that they were unbiased in their reporting, they will be proven to be the liars they are. Bobby, I heard here in South Carolina there's a proposal to teach students about fake news. Correct. There is a bill being introduced in the legislature by a Democrat lawyer in Colombia. He wants to make sure that in the schools of public indoctrination, that the youngsters don't have their minds muddled. They need to make sure that they are fully indoctrinated in the progressive agenda. And so we will put some systems in place in school to make sure they can understand what fake news is. Now, what do you think his interpretation of fake news is going to be? Fox News? My show? Rush Limbaugh? Tara's show? One America News Network? What Finger News? Conservative Treehouse? Zero Hedge? Yeah. One man's traitor is another man's freedom fighter. Don't you know? Let's hope the piece of legislation he introduces goes nowhere. But then again, you know, there's a lot of the good old boys in Colombia that will probably sign up for this. Yeah, we can just let Mark Zuckerberg decide what the kids in school, what news they should get, right? Yeah, we'll just use nothing but Facebook. Great. 6:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's next in the news center. I'm back with the last half of the bonus hour here on Tuesday, including Boneheads and the News.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, yeah. Getting on the big bird, going airborne, and the jet airliner, one of my favorite things to do these days.
I don't think so, stupid.
Yeah, you're right, boy, between TSA and the seats squeezing you in like sardines in a can. No thanks. And I love to fly. I love flying, but boy, flying commercial anymore is... It has a tendency to get ugly, as I'm sure many of you know. 6:38, 22 before 7, time for today's edition of...
Boneheads in the News.
Oh, boy. Bad news at the ball yard. MLB, Major League Baseball, concluded that Houston Astros did steal signs in 2017 and 2018. As a result, the manager of the Astros, A.J. Hinch, and the GM, Jeff Lunau, were suspended. But the Astros took it a step further by firing both guys. The owner, Jim Crane, said, and I quote, "Neither one of them started this, but neither one of them did anything about it. We need to move forward with a clean slate," said the owner. Of course, he knew nothing about it either. Yeah. He also said he didn't think the Astros' 2017 World Series title over the Dodgers was tainted by the scandal. Excuse me. Well, you know, obviously he had to say that. The Astros also lost first and second round draft picks this year and next and were fined $5 million, which is the maximum they can fine a team under the contract. Boston Red Sox are also being investigated. All this goes back to using electronics to steal signs. Because you remember, you know, with the Patriots being accused of filming practices of their opponents to be able to figure out what plays they were going to run. In baseball, you're up at the plate, you know what pitch is coming. You got a pretty good chance of taking a better whack at it. What the Astros were doing was they had a trash can in the dugout. They would use electronics in their dugout to try and see what pitch the catcher was signaling to the pitcher, and then they would relay that to the dugout, and they would bang on the trash can with a bat to indicate what pitch was coming. Their manager, Alex Cora, is going to get clipped as well. He's a former Astros bench coach, and he's the guy that allegedly masterminded all the cheating. So, yeah, he is a mega hosed in this deal. You know, if this guy can't stay zen in the face of a minor annoyance, what hope is there for any of us? Talking about 34-year-old Nicholas Glasgow, Iowa City, Iowa. He works as a yoga instructor. Well, back in September, he was at a movie theater to see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Somebody else in the theater was using their phone. After the movie ended, Nicholas confronted the guy, told him to apologize for ruining the movie for him. And before the guy could respond, Nicholas started punching him. Even though this happened back in September, the arrest warrant for him just went out on last Friday. He was arrested Sunday for assault and criminal mischief. Maybe they could make a movie about it. The fires burning in Australia had some blowback all the way to Utah. Restaurant in Utah facing backlash for serving kangaroo burgers as their exotic meal of the month. But they had an explanation.
Can I get a kangaroo burger?
Probably not the best time to have it on the menu.
Poor kangaroos. Australia's going through a lot of problems right now with the fire and everything, and millions of animals are dead.
It was on a ship coming this way long before the fire started. We actually considered not doing it, but logistically it's very difficult to hold on to hundreds of pounds of meat. We don't have space for it. Shouldn't offend people, really. It's just hamburgers, you know? We're not making a statement or anything like that.
Okay. Yeah, that's his story, and he's sticking to it. By the way, interesting how the media has not mentioned the 200-plus people who have been arrested and charged with arson in Australia. Yeah, because, of course, that would work against climate change being responsible for these fires over there. Americans bought less wine last year than the year before, in part because of the hard seltzer craze. First time in a quarter century that wine sales have dropped. Kind of reminds you of Paul Giamatti in the movie Sideways, doesn't it?
I am not drinking any f***ing Merlot.
That's right. No Merlot. Get that Merlot out of here. Pinot Noir? Yeah, okay, that'd be fine. Science is amazing, especially when it comes to criminology. Somebody in Texas vandalized a car and covered it with slices of American cheese. No, I have no idea why they thought that was a good idea, but the joke is on them because, as it turns out, you can lift fingerprints from American cheese. So now cops are trying to track them down.
The call was, hey, I've got some cheese prints. I heard maybe you can help us out. I'm going to lightly dust over the top of the cheese. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful cheese. The Velveeta is stickier. The Kraft is good. There's different types of prints in surfaces that are malleable or movable. Right. On probably about 3 of the slices were really good fingerprints. Yeah, they're good. They're not just fine. They're pretty good prints.
Brings new meaning to the expression, cheese it, the cops, so to speak. The 2020 Chevy C8, that is the 8th iteration of the Corvette, officially goes into production next month. Two of the engineers working on it for GM couldn't wait that long to open it up and see what it could do. 27-year-old Alexander Thim, West Bloomfield, Michigan, 30-year-old Mark Durkatz from Windsor, Ontario, Canada. Two engineers working on the Stingrays at GM's plant in Bowling Green, Kentucky last week. Well, after hours on Wednesday night, they took two of the Corvette prototypes out of the plant and street raced them. They were both busted by the cops for racing in a 45-mile-an-hour zone. Alexander for doing 120, and Mark, who was losing badly, was only going 100 miles an hour. So I guess Alexander won. Cops did say they smelled alcohol on both of them, too. What do you know? Both guys charged with racing a motor vehicle on a public highway, reckless driving, and speeding. GM says they are investigating the incident. And finally, pretty scary, a police officer's 3D body cam filmed him getting sideswiped by a train. This is what it sounds like. He thought he was far enough back.
Hey, 826-911. Come here. Get right working out towards Piedmont at the railroad tracks.
Ouch. That is going to leave an ugly bruise. He did suffer some broken bones as a result, and he's hospitalized for the injuries, but going to be okay. Man. Give it a little more room there next time. There you go. There is the Tuesday edition of Boneheads in the News. Take a quick break here and right back to Close Up Shop here on Tuesday on the Bobby Mac Show.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, not going to be checking out the Democrats' debate tonight. It's Tuesday, so I need to rearrange my sock and underwear drawer. Oh, but and in addition to that, of course, the Jeopardy GOAT tournament, greatest of all time, is going on. Ken Jennings has won two games. James Holzhauer has won one. You have to win three games to win the $1 million first prize. We'll see what happens tonight. In on the text line, 71307, about this evening's Boneheads in the News. Bobby, I bet those Kanga burgers were just jumping off the menu, so to speak. Bobby, those Aussie arsonists are all over Facebook. Yeah, and yet crickets from the media. Yeah, it's not any jihadists who are setting those fires, like we're setting California. Even though a number of the jihadi terrorist groups have posted on their websites, set these fires. Of course, that argues against the narrative of climate change being responsible for these fires. Bobby, maybe the guy with the phone in the theater should be the one to go to jail. The man who beat him up is my hero. Gotcha. Oh, it occurs to me as well. It's been a while since we've had a visit from Mr. Big Voice. He is one of our vocalizers for promos and stuff. We have asked him from time to time, as you may have heard in the past, have him recite the lyrics from famous songs. So we thought we'd give him another shot tonight. Here is Mr. Big Voice reciting some of the lyrics from one of your favorite songs, and I certainly hope one of mine.
And now Mr. Big Voice recites lyrics from Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody.
I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me. Galileo, 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 Galileo.
That was Mr. Big Voice reciting lyrics from Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't make that stuff up.
Yeah, we do. We do on a regular basis. By the way, more bad news here, sadly, for Boeing. Lawmakers following up on last week's bombshell release of the internal Boeing communications with more extremely damning internal messages exchanged by employees. This time, the messages reveal that Boeing employees successfully persuaded Indonesia's Lion Air to forego forcing their pilots to use a full flight simulator to train them on the 737 MAX. One Boeing employee wrote in June 2017, a little over a year before the deadly Lion Air crash in October of 2018 that helped inspire the universal grounding of the plane, that, quote, "Friggin' Lion Air was pushing for a flight sim. The Boeing employee promised to his coworkers he would unscrew the situation." In response, a Boeing colleague replied, "What the blank, but their sister airline is already flying it," and then made a reference to Lion Air idiots requesting extra training, the 737 MAX. You know, when you write something in an email and then you hit send, it is out there in cyberspace forever and can come back and bite you right in the gluteus maximus. Out of time for tonight. Got to get out of here. Thanks so much, as always, for being along. The great one, Mark Levin, is next from the underground command post underneath the brick and steel of a nondescript building. I will see you tomorrow right after Rush. God bless.
That's all, folks.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter,
every time we say goodbye,
goodbye.
You say goodbye.
What?
And I say hello.
Hello. I must be going. I must be going.
So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye to you.
Goodbye.
Broadcast day.
Goodbye.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.